Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How's it going? What's happening? What's up? What it is? I hope that life is going well for many, many, many of you. And I tell you what, we're going to be talking about some things that I hope will help life go better for you, particularly if you need to do something about sleep. I had mentioned earlier in the week that we'd be focusing on sleep this week, and not by talking about it every single day, actually just 3 days this week. But that said, we're focusing on sleep a little bit more than any other topic that we're focusing on this week. All right, so we're taking a look at what WebMD is sharing with us regarding sleep. And I do want to let you know, as I said on Monday, this we're talking about more than just saying, get your sleep, get to sleep on time. That's critical. That is certainly part of it. But there's more to it than that. We're going to be talking about your sleep position today. And we're going to find out, among other things, what your sleep position might say about you. Yeah, what might it tell us about your personality? The position you sleep in. All right, so let's, you know, we know how it works. We basically turn off the lights, get ourselves ready to get some shut-eye, get some Z's. Well, are you more comfortable on your back? Do you prefer to sleep on your side? How about your tummy? Are you more comfortable sleeping on your stomach than any other part of your body? Your sleep position can actually be linked to things like back pain, snoring. Check this out. How often you wake up during the night. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the position you sleep in might impact how many times you wake up during the night. As a matter of fact, it may even tell some things about your personality. So what about it? Do you prefer to sleep on your tummy? If so, do you have problems sleeping? Your slumber pose may not be helping. You're more likely to be restless and to toss and turn to get comfortable when you sleep on your belly. Not only that, but think about this for a second. Imagine yourself, envision yourself in bed sleeping on your stomach. And try to envision your body from head to toe. There's a reason I'm asking you to walk through this with me. Imagine yourself in the bed and you're lying on your stomach. See your head in whatever position your head is going to be in, whether, you know, almost face down, but not enough to have your nose buried in the pillow so you don't smother yourself, or your head turned to the left side, your head turned to the right side. You getting the picture? All right. You're sleeping on your stomach. It could strain your neck, but not only your neck, but also your lower back. If that's how you sleep, if you like sleeping on your stomach, you may want to at least use a very soft pillow or no pillow at all in order to keep your neck comfortable. And how many of you have discovered that sometimes when your neck is negatively affected, your back is too, especially your lower back? Yes, so sometimes if we can resolve whatever's going on with our necks, we can almost automatically resolve what's going on with our backs. Now, I'm saying automatically because very often you got something going on with the neck, got something going on with the back. You go to the chiropractor, they're going to take care of both. In other words, they're not just going to treat the neck and say, okay, your lower back should be fine now. They're going to take care of that too. But sometimes whatever problem, whatever's causing the problem, if we resolve the problem, if we resolve what's causing the problem for the neck, we may, in some cases, resolve what's causing the problem for the lower back. So if you really like sleeping on your stomach, just be aware, could put some strain on the neck. All right. How about this one? You're still sleeping on your stomach, but in a free fall position where you're on your stomach with your arms around a pillow and your head turned sideways. About 7% of the population sleeps that way. You're on your belly, your arms are around the pillow, and your head is turned sideways. If that's your favorite sleep position, some research suggests you may be more likely to speak your mind. You may be sociable and you may be outgoing. You also may not be very open to criticism. So you know what I'm going to ask you? How does this line up with what you know about yourself? Any of these ring true for you? Those of you who like to sleep on your belly with your arms around the pillow and your head turned sideways, are you sociable? Are you outgoing? Are you kind of closed when it comes to criticism? My guess is, you know, they're not saying 100% this is the way it's always going to be forever and ever. But you may find yourself there. How about sleeping on your back? Well, that would almost seem to be, intuitively speaking, the position to sleep in, right? On your back. However, that can cause low back pain for some people. Sleeping on the back can cause low back pain for some people. And let's get a picture again. You're in bed, lying on your back. And see your body, actually on your back. And particularly, look at your back. Do you see your back in full contact with the mattress? Or does it seem like maybe part of your back is not in contact with the mattress? That can be problematic. So, can cause low back pain. If you already have that, the low back pain, sleeping on your back can possibly make it worse. If you snore, or if you have sleep apnea, it can make those problems worse. If you have one of these issues and you can't get comfortable another way, it's going to be important to talk to your doctor about what might help. You do not need to be developing, in the sense of making worse, etc., sleep apnea. Snoring is really not good for us either. You know, you talk about snoring, and it may seem like it's kind of innocent other than, you know, being kind of irritating to the person sleeping next to you, but it may be an indication that you are really, really, really losing your rest. It could be a sign of something else, so look out for that. How about this position? You're on your back, but in a starfish position, where you lie on your back with your arms up near your head. According to some studies, you may be more likely to be a good listener, and you may be a person who likes avoiding being the center of attention. You sleep on your back in the starfish position, on your back with your arms up near your head. How about this? Your side. Do you prefer to sleep on your side? You know, it's interesting that there are many ways to sleep on your side, but the most comfortable for a lot of people is with the knees bent slightly toward the chest, what some people call the fetal position. More than 40% of the people who sleep on their side sleep in this curled up, side sleeping fetal position. It's the most common position for women. They're twice as likely as men to sleep in that fetal position. And some research suggests that you may be more likely to be warm, friendly, and sensitive, but you also may have a protective shell around you. Those of you who sleep side in the fetal position, do you find that that fits you? Do you have a protective shell around you? And of course, we know that it's not going to be just people who sleep on their sides who may have a protective shell, because people put these protective shells around them for a reason, or for reasons, plural. And of course, you don't necessarily have to be only a person who sleeps on the side in the fetal position to do that. But does it fit you? And again, they're saying that some research suggests that this may be the case. How about this? You're on your side position, but now in the log position. This is when you sleep on your side, but with both arms down. About 15% of people sleep like that. Sleep, as they say, like a log. What do you suppose that some of the research may say about you when it comes to personality? Anything or nothing? Because you notice we're not saying, they're not giving us any personality traits, possible personality traits for each of these positions. But for the person who sleeps like a log on the side with arms down, well, they say that you may tend to be social, easygoing, and trusting. How about this side position? This is the third side position. So nope, you're not hearing wrong. Remember I told you, there are several ways to sleep on your side. So we looked at the fetal position, log position, and now we're looking at the yearner. Yearner, Y-E-A-R-N-E-R, the yearner position. That covers about 13% of people. Sleeping on the side with your arms out in front of your bodies. Instead of the arms down on the side of the body, the arms are out in front of the bodies. If you sleep like that, some studies say that you may be open-minded, but suspicious, and stubborn about sticking to a decision once you've made it. Yeah, I've made this decision. I'm not changing this for anything. I'm sticking with it, no matter what. All right. How about this? Another side position. I'm going to tell you what it's called. See if you can tell, you can describe how this person lies. Side position, but it is the spooning position. And this one, let me give you a hint, clue. This one entails the two people lying in bed together. Side position, spooning. Well, with your body close to your partner, you might wake up more often. But at the same time, cuddling can be good for you. It really helps your body release this chemical that you've heard me talk about so many times, oxytocin. And the release of the oxytocin can help lower your stress. It can help you bond to your partner. And it can help you get to sleep faster. So isn't that a bit ironic? Spooning, where you are cuddling close to your partner. It can help you get to sleep faster, but it can also cause you to wake up more often. Do you think that's a good trade-off? Do you think that's not a good trade-off? Something you want to avoid? All right, we talked about making that noise while you're sleeping, snoring. All right, well, in order to keep that down, it's best to sleep on your side. Of those positions we've talked about, back, front, side, it's best to sleep on your side. If you like to sleep on your back, stacking up a few pillows might help. See your doctor if that snoring makes you gasp for breath or feel tired the next day, or if it wakes you or your partner up. Loud snoring can actually be a sign that you may have sleep apnea, and that's a condition that stops and restarts your breathing when you sleep. And here's the thing, this can get serious. This can lead to stroke, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So you need to take that seriously. So if you're snoring, and especially if your breathing is stopping and restarting while you sleep, you really do need to check with your doctor. Get some help with that. All right, how about pregnant women? How should you sleep? On your back, on your stomach, or on your side? Well, they say that it's really usually more comfortable and healthier for mom and for the baby if you sleep on your side. And the left side may be better because it may get more blood and nutrients to your baby. If you have back pain, put a pillow under your belly to support the weight. You know, and speaking of that, putting a pillow under the belly, I've looked at some ladies from time to time when they were pregnant, and I mean really, really pregnant. I mean their bellies were big with the baby. And while they were lying down, just noticing how the baby, the weight of the baby was, of course, weighing the stomach down. I couldn't help but wonder what impact that would have on the torso. Particularly, you might think about the back. But it makes sense to me that they would say, put a pillow under your belly to support the weight of the belly with your baby in there. It can also help to bend your knees and put a pillow between your legs. So we're talking possibly two pillows. And of course, experiment with it. See what may or may not work. Looking at putting a pillow under your belly. You're also looking at bending your knees and putting a pillow between your legs. Now, what about your mattress? A mattress that works with your sleep style and your body type can help with a lot of issues. That mattress should be firm enough to support your back and your sleep position, but soft enough to fit the shape of your body. That's not always easy to figure out. Some stores will let you test a mattress for several weeks and change it out if it doesn't work for you. So it may be a good idea. It may be a great idea, as a matter of fact, to go ahead and test the mattress at the store. Yeah, just lie on the mattress at the store. A lot of them, that's really what they want you to do. And so you lie on the mattress at the store, get a sense of how it feels. And if they have one of those return policies where they let you test it for a while at home for several weeks, you may want to do that. And remember this: firm enough to support your back and your sleep position, but soft enough to fit the shape of your body. I'll be right back.